Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Go ahead, Bobby.
Phil, I think it's important for all of your listeners to know that Band of Brothers reminds us of World War II.
Band of Brothers was the great HBO miniseries, right?
Thanks for your life back, Phil.
It debuted on HBO last night. And we did fight the Japs, and we do have to be vigilant. You know.
Well, Band of Brothers, did you guys watch it?
We watched part of it. Steve and I were planning our fall-tacular, so, and I was designing some dresses for the bridesmaids for one of my nieces who's getting married, but it was interesting.
It's a story about the Japs.
Well, wait. First of all, Band of Brothers is about the Germans. It's about paratroopers in World War II, American paratroopers who battled the Germans.
Well, it was about the Japs, too. See, the Germans...
How do you think it was about the... And I don't like the term Jap, okay?
No. Phil, first of all...
The bad Jap.
First of all, Phil... Steve, I've got it. First of all, Phil, Jap is what we called them in World War II. And the Jap...
We have a lot of Japanese Americans probably listening to this show right now, okay?
No. See, that's different.
How's that different?
Those are Japanese Americans. I'm talking about the Japs.
Jap bombed Pearl Harbor.
What, Steve?
Jap bombed Pearl Harbor.
He said the Jap is the one that bombed Pearl Harbor.
So the Jap was the one that bombed Pearl Harbor, but the Japanese are what?
The Japanese are the ones that live in Tokyo now. And
so the Jap was back then?
Jap back then, the Japanese now.
The Jap now. The Jap was back then.
Whatever, man. I'm already confused. Okay, so Band of Brothers.
See, the Germans get all the credit, but my grandfather fought the Japs. And here in California especially, the Japs almost invaded. And the fact that my grandfather fought the Japs, I think, makes me a little bit of an authority.
Well, that still doesn't mean that Band of Brothers was about the Japanese, okay?
Well, Hitler was doing everything because the Japs told him to. And even
what do you mean Hitler was doing everything? Hitler wasn't told anything by the Japanese.
Even today, Phil, we have to...
The Japs told him what to do.
No, he didn't. Hitler did what he wanted to do by himself.
No, Phil. The Japs were the first ones, and then Hitler came along. And
the first one was Mussolini. He was the first one. And even he didn't tell Hitler what to do. Yeah, right. You're going to tell Hitler what to do.
Phil, the Japs told Hitler what to do. They were invading, and Hitler,
who declared war first?
Right. Who declared war first on us?
Who declared war first on who? On us?
Yes.
The Japanese.
And the Germans followed.
Then the Germans followed.
Well, that's not because they were told what to.
Well, then why?
Oh, okay, I guess they did. I don't know why. This is not the point of what we're talking about. What we're talking about here is Band of Brothers, okay, that you guys saw. Did you like the show?
I loved it.
We really loved it, Phil. And even today we have to be vigilant, I really think, especially against our Japanese friends in Japan, so that they don't become Japs and attack us. And that's why Steve's been talking with Stu Brown and Joe Olander down at the guard gate. And
what are you guys talking about?
Make sure that security's good.
Because of the Jap menace. And
you know, I'm not gonna argue with your notion of history or your idea that you think the Japanese are going to attack. And you're talking to the guys at the guard gate about what, Steve?
About the Jap.
About Japs now?
Phil, we're talking.
Phil, we want to be vigilant. That's all we're saying.
You want to be vigilant against Japanese attack now? The Japanese nation is not even a militaristic society anymore. It's a brother democracy. They have money and rock and roll and Godzilla movies. It's not even the same thing.
That's why we want to be careful.
Nothing wrong with being vigilant. And I am one.
Steve is walking a patrol with a lot of the fathers in the neighborhood.
Against Japanese.
Against possibility. Keep America.
To keep our country strong. I think it's a statement because of Band of Brothers.
I just came in to get some water.
There's a canteen.
What? What did you do?
I just came in to get some water.
Oh, you got to go back out on patrol against the Japanese?
You know, Phil, you're very sarcastic. And
look, I just had you guys on to talk about Band of Brothers. Now you're telling me that Steve is out there walking patrol against, not Japanese, Japs.
That's correct.
Which is different from a Japanese.
Yes, it is.
You know what this is? I know what this is, okay? You guys want to be able to use the word Jap So you're coming up with a rationalization.
No, Phil, that is not.
That is absolutely what it is. You're coming up with a rationalization so you can say you get to use the word Jap and not Japanese.
No, what we are saying is this. There are a great many of us whose fathers and grandfathers fought in the World War, in World War II.
World War II.
My grandfather fought against the Japs, and so I have the right to talk about it because I know. Okay.
Well, I think the word Jap is outdated. I think it's offensive.
No, the Jap is the one that bombed Pearl Harbor.
They live in America today. They're called the Japanese.
No, those are Japanese Americans. When you go to Hawaii, Phil, and you...
Look, the Japanese Americans who live in America don't deserve to be called Jap.
When you go to Hawaii and you stay... What's the place we like, Steve?
Stouffer Resort.
When you stay at the Stouffer, a Japanese comes out and puts a lei around your neck. Remember, Steve?
A Japanese comes out.
But the Jap... is the one that got it bombed at Tokyo.
Got bombed at Tokyo? To Hiroshima?
No, Nagasaki.
What was Pearl Harbor?
That's what the Japanese, when they bombed us.
No, the Japanese are the ones that put lays around our neck.
Okay, when the Japs bombed us. The Japs bombed us at Tokyo. I mean at Pearl Harbor.
The Japs bombed Pearl Harbor.
At Pearl Harbor is what I'm saying. And the Japanese are the ones that put the lay around your neck in Hawaii. And we bombed Hiroshima, not Tokyo. And Tokyo wasn't the one that got it bombed. It got bombed.
Well, I think in a lot of ways, what you're doing is just making my point for me.
You haven't made a point. You haven't made a point. 1-800-449...
I think I have.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley about the TV show...
Band of Brothers.
Thank you, guys. And how you think it somehow ties into the Japanese... the Japs, when this whole thing is about Germans. The whole show is about Americans versus Germans, not Japs.
Phil, again, I want to reiterate the point. My grandfather fought the Japs and almost got killed.
So? That doesn't mean you get to be insensitive and call them Jap.
Steve, are you going back out on patrol?
I'm going on patrol.
Yeah, you do that, Steve. You go back out on patrol some more, okay?
We also have the T-shirts.
I saw your T-shirts, and I think they are very, very crude. And I'm going to describe them to the listeners, as a matter of fact.
Go ahead. I think they're wonderful. I think
it shows one of those little smiley faces, except instead of the eyes looking like an American's, they're slanted eyes, and then it's got a line through it, and it says "No Jap." And don't you understand how racist that is?
I'm going on patrol.
Yeah, go out on patrol, man, and bust some Japs. Jesus.
You know something, Phil? In 1941...
Yeah, tell me all about it, Bobby. What happened?
In 1941, a Jap submarine torpedoed Santa Barbara.
Well, it wasn't in 1941. It was in 1942, okay? 1941 is when the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor.
Well, the fact is, California was under attack.
Yeah, bull crap. One Japanese submarine came off the coast here, shot a torpedo on the beach, and split. If you got any Japs, man, make sure you tell me about it, okay?
You know, Mr. Henry, we care about our country.
Yeah, you care about your country, I care about my country. First of all, in today's...
You know, listen to yourself, you sound so stupid. You really sound lame.
I sound lame? In this country today, the war is being fought on this front. No Jap talk, okay? Japanese-American.
My grandfather fought...
against the Japanese, and there you have the right, and blah, 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 blah. You know, my father fought the Germans. Do you think I got a right to talk about Germans? Calling them Krauts?
Your father was in the Canadian Army.
Yeah, what about it?
He wasn't an American.
Oh, okay, so I don't get to talk about... You guys don't make any sense, all right?
But you said your father was in the Canadian Army.
Yeah, I know.
They didn't fight Jap.
Fight Jap.
Look, I don't like the term Jap. I think it's bigoted against Japanese Americans and Japanese.
The Japanese Americans and the Japanese didn't bomb Pearl Harbor.
Only the Japs.
Exactly.
Now you're finally getting it. I gotta go back out on patrol.
So we're keeping an eye on the Nakones in the Bougainvillea phase only because they're newly arrived.
Yeah, they're a Japanese-American family. You're keeping an eye on them. Why? They're Americans, okay?
Only because they're new. Within out of probationary period, they're fine.
You have them on a probationary period. And what are you going to find out, whether they're Japs or Japanese?
We don't know if they're Japs or Japanese, but we want to keep an eye on them in case they go Jap.
They go Jap, we got to look at them.
In case they go Jap. Are they American?
You think it's funny, Phil, but the idea of 2 million Americans died in World War II.
What about all the boys that are in Normandy?
Oh, now we're back to Normandy? I thought we were over in the South Pacific. You're going between Normandy and the South Pacific, and now you're keeping an eye on the Nakonos, who are a new family in your neighborhood, in case they go Jap.
I don't see anything wrong with being vigilant. And
let me ask you a question. What constitutes going Jap?
Well, I think a lot of the Japanese animation, what is called Japanation or Japanimation, is...
my kids, what's it called? Japanimation. My kids watch it.
All right. I think that's indicative of a sort of a fifth column attitude. And
what about my kids? They watch Japanimation.
Are they Japs?
No, my kids ain't Japs, and you know that. They're Americans.
I don't see a problem.
Pardon me for losing my temper. Would you please talk to them? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I got Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line here. We were talking about Band of Brothers, but now they're going into this whole rap about Japs and how Bobby thinks it's okay to call them Japs because her grandfather fought in World War II. And she's not talking about the Japanese that live here. She's talking about the Japs that got in Tokyo bombed. And what's with her husband? Were you aware of the fact that that guy was going out on patrol? You were. Why didn't you let me know that? Because if I knew that, I don't think I'd want to talk to them. He comes into the kitchen to fill his canteen so he can go back out on patrol against the Japs. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line. We watched I didn't see Band of Brothers last night, and I'm trying to get it. I thought we were going to talk about that, but you're talking about the Jap menace of World War II and how it's okay to call them Japs. Excuse me.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. How it's okay to call them... Now I forgot what I was saying.
How it's all right to call them Japs because my grandfather fought the Japs.
Yeah. Anyway, let me go to a phone call. How about that, guys, okay?
I'd love to.
Love you, Phil.
I thought you were out on patrol, man. Here is Dennis on the Phil Hendry Show. Dennis, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to make a comment
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you got to understand mm-hmm. what an American really is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
We're not pure breeds. We're mixed breeds.
Yes.
In other words, we're mutts. So look in your family tree, darling, and mm-hmm. you might have a little Japanese in you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and
mm-hmm.
I watch the Jerry Springer show and see mm-hmm. if I don't see on that.
You know something? I think Jerry Springer is absolutely obnoxious. That's first off. Secondly, I don't know what you're talking about. We're mutts. I'm talking about Japs that attacked World War II.
Japs that attacked World War II. Oh, did he hang up?
What a chicken.
What do you mean, Japs that attacked World War II?
The Japs that attacked.
The Japs that did World War II.
What did they attack?
It was Hiroshima.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, Hiroshima. You know, guys, if you want to talk with any intelligence about...
Oh, Phil, come off of your high horse and your media liberal point of view, okay? I'm speaking on behalf of all of the people listening to your program who are tired of the over-intellectualization of the media and you media liberals. And
oh, I see. I'm a media liberal because I happen to know that the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor and we bombed Hiroshima. And I don't have to sit and think about it. And I don't say things like the Japanese attacked World War II. That makes me a media elite.
That is exactly what it makes you, a member of the media elite. And a liberal who wants to over-intellectualize every single topic.
All right. So we can go out to Western Estates and cruise for Japs just as soon as I fill my canteen.
Karaoke is a sure sign. You mean karaoke?
What about karaoke?
About Jap?
You know, Phil, what about the fact that Japs are all through karaoke bars?
Oh, give me a break. Those are Japanese businessmen who were in there. Julie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, my name is Julia. And I was, ma'am, stop doing it. It's very annoying. All I wanted to say is that my grandparents both fought Germans in World War II. And I don't feel that I can call them Germans or call Jewish people Jews.
It's well, you don't call them Germ, you call them Kraut. Okay.
No, you call them German and you respect them.
What do you mean Germ? What's Germ? That's stupid. I never heard any war movie where they said
well,
that.
Well, you cut off Japanese to Jap.
Yeah,
good
but enough, the Japanese are Jap.
The same purpose.
Are you Japanese?
No, I'm not.
I'm out patrolling.
Go on out and patrol, man. Where are you from, Julie?
I'm from Russia.
You're Russian? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Okay. If we were in a war with the Russians, we would call them, I don't know, Ruskies, I guess?
What difference does it make what we call them?
What difference does it make? It's over 50 years ago, ma'am.
How many people right now, Julie, are eating, you know what we'd call them? We'd call them Russies. Japs and Russies. And
how many people are eating what?
How many people are eating sushi? Drinking suki?
A lot of people drinking suki.
Drinking suki? You mean sake?
Drinking sake, yeah.
Drinking sake. What about that? Is that a sign of the increasing...
Let me ask Julie, do you eat sake? Do you eat suki?
I do eat sushi. Mm-hmm.
You don't eat suki?
I drink sake,
What do you drink, suki or sake?
Sake.
Okay, but you don't eat suki?
What do
really
you mean, eat suki?
What difference does it make what
question.
I eat? What do you eat?
Let me ask you this. Do you eat top ramen?
Pardon me?
Do you eat top ramen? I think you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying, because it makes no difference what people eat. It makes difference who people are.
Hey, Bobby, I eat suki.
And nationality has no difference.
Well, we've got an awful lot of the Teppan Grill restaurants. And
Banda Brothers was...
Oh, don't go to the restaurants.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you're right about that. Oh.
You need to sit at home and eat what you want to eat and be just stuck at the home and just,
if you,
you
eat
know,
top ramen,
ignore the entire society and the
I
progress.
Eat top ramen.
Jap lover.
Oh, okay, there you go, right there. I'm a Jap lover because I eat top ramen. My kids eat top ramen.
You're Jap ramen.
You put the country at risk.
Hey, do you eat what? Pasta?
What?
Do you eat pasta?
Do I eat Foster?
Pasta.
Pasta.
Yes, I do. I love pizza from Paducah.
Oh, you Italian, so you support Mussolini.
Who?
Mussolini.
I'm not familiar.
Mussolini was the guy
with
the...
You don't know who is Mussolini?
No, I've never heard of him.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Well, who is he?
Who is he? He was an Italian dictator who was fighting at the same time
he
with
makes
Hitler
the,
in World War II.
Chef Boyardee?
No, Mussolini got nothing to do with Chef Boyardee.
He made frozen pizza.
No, he didn't make any frozen pizza.
Mussolini was Italian dictator.
Okay.
The same as Hitler in Germany. Italy.
Did they bomb
People,
Pearl?
Your knowledge of history is slim to nothing.
Absolutely.
You don't know John Squat.
I don't know John Squat.
If you don't know, you don't need to talk, really.
You know something, what we're trying to do
if you
is...
keep silent, it make you more intelligent than by talking.
Listen to you, a foreigner, telling me what to say.
Well, she's got more brains than you, and she's got a better grasp of history.
How dare you? When I'm trying to protect...
How dare... I am...
Yes.
How dare you tell people that they're Japs?
I'm trying to protect... The Jap is the one that bombed it.
Difference does it make who bombed it? It's grandparents of grandparents.
What about Tojo?
You take over?
Are you two people stupid or something? Tojo is dead.
You eat Panda Express.
Panda Express now puts me at risk, huh? If I eat Panda Express, I think that the whole thing's going to get taken over by the Japs?
Phil,
Panda Express is Chinese.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
Panda Express is Chinese.
It's Chinese.
Okay, then we missed out on that one, Steve.
I'll cross that off.
Yeah, cross that off your list.
It seems like I lost all of your sentences you're talking. Okay,
you know something? I'm an American. I'm not Russy.
Okay, 1-800-449-868. That poor lady wanted to say something, but we've got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bob and Steve Dooley about Band of Brothers. World War II is what we're... I guess Japanese is what we're talking about here on the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Bill Hendry.
As a mother, I try to monitor what my children watch on television.
Okay.
And right now, they insisted on watching this Dragon Ball Z.
That's a Japanimation.
I didn't know that, but I found out that Dragon Ball Z was Japanimation. And we will not allow them to watch that so long as we have Japanese Americans who have not sworn allegiance to the...
Well, that was like years ago, though, man. I mean, Japanimation is the stuff that kids are totally into. Sworn allegiance?
It's just that we have families on our block. The Iversons, who own a Mitsubishi. Who do you think made the Jap Zero plane? Go ahead, tell them, Steve.
The Jap Zero film?
Yeah, what about the Jap Zero? So Mitsubishi made it?
Right, they got a Mitsubishi, but I own
it. Because it's a good car, I guess. I don't know. What, do you want me to stop taking bear aspirin because the Germans were, I don't know anything about this stuff.
There you go. You don't know anything about it. That's why what we're asking all mothers who have lost their minds and have allowed their children to be sucked into this swirling garbage heap called Japanimation to reclaim their womanhood, reclaim their motherhood, and not allow their children, you know...
Watch the Japmation.
What you don't know will kill you.
Japmation, huh?
Japmation.
Yeah, there you go, Japmation. 1-800-449-8686. So now we're dragging Dragon Ball Z into it and Pokemon and all these other things. Jack, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, Jack.
Go ahead, sir.
First of all,
Damn,
I think...
Damn Power Rangers are turning our children into a bunch of nipponies.
First of all, I would like a quick comment that this lady here, which she claims to be American, I would like to know what she... If she can give me a definition of being an American. Secondly, if Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, they bombed on the soldiers. And if they, because of that, she's calling Japanese people Japs, then
no, just the ones that bombed. Just
what would you call the Americans who bombed innocent people on Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Well, first of all, the only Japs are the ones that bombed Tokyo.
Excuse me?
What did you say?
The Japs are the ones that bombed Tokyo?
No, Japs didn't bomb. I mean,
You just said Jap.
Japanese didn't bomb Tokyo. Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
No, you just said Jap, didn't you?
I'm sorry?
You said the word Jap.
All right, so he slipped up and he said the word Jap. The Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, not Tokyo.
Okay, those were Japs.
Okay, whatever you want to say.
Then,
but what I'm trying to say is, if Japs, according to you...
Have you ever seen Dragon
Japs,
Ball Z?
If they bombed Pearl Harbor, and then when Americans bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki on civilians, what would you call Americans then?
Americans?
Yes, who bombed innocent people in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, if you know that.
What do you mean innocent? They were like Japs.
Oh, okay,
what do you
so
mean
they could.
They were Japs. If they were Japs, is it okay to kill them?
They were in Japan land, weren't they?
Yeah, they were in Japan land. That's where they were. Watching Dragon Ball Z, maybe. Are you guys out of your minds?
Phil, an American
loving
the flag.
Phil, what I think, these people here, they're just playing, simply having fun and playing with other people's emotions.
Let me ask a question.
That's what they're doing.
Is that what you guys are doing, trying to stir things up?
I'll tell you this, Phil. We saw a very moving television program last night called Band of Brothers. My grandfather fought against World War II.
My grandfather fought against Japanese as well, but it doesn't mean it was a war, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
It was a war, and when in a war these things happen,
how
but
do we get,
don't kill innocent people.
Talking about
people.
Band of Brothers, how is it we're talking about the Japanese? It was against the Germans.
You mean the germs?
Yeah, the germs.
Bill, could you ask this lady if she is an American, if she can define... What does American mean, and where does she come from, where her ancestors come from?
Bobby, did you hear the question?
No.
Where are you from? Yes, you did. You're just screwing around.
I did not hear the question.
Where are your ancestors from?
What is it to be an American?
Yeah, what is it to be an American? Yes, you did hear the question, because you're just repeating it back to me.
Phil, this is what I would say. An American is someone who was born in America, is going to die in America, and never leaves America. even on vacation.
Okay.
But stays here. And
all
doesn't
right.
even move out of his hometown. Stays in the same town, on the same street.
Okay.
Rarely leaves the house.
So what about
rarely
the Japanese,
the
some of the Japanese who are born here, who your other guy is patrolling? So does that mean there should be another team who should be patrolling you since
I didn't hear the
your
question.
Ancestors came from somewhere else?
I didn't hear the question, Phil.
He said, since what you said about the Japanese is what you feel...
is there another team that should patrol us?
Yes, is there another team? Why do you keep asking me to answer the question when you can hear it?
Well, is it Jack?
Yes.
Who's going to patrol me?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Should we set up another patrol team to patrol guys like you who are basically destroying this country? I think you are the biggest destroyers and biggest bigots.
I'm just out on patrol to see who's watching Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, man. All right.
You guys are stupid,
what?
You know? You guys are a bunch of stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. Charlie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Charlie?
Oh,
yes,
yes,
sir.
Phil,
go ahead.
How you doing
yes, sir.
Tonight?
Yeah, good.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I couldn't sit here anymore listening just without getting something to say. Those two people right there do not represent the majority of Americans. They don't even know what being an American is because that is not the attitude.
My grandfather fought in
raised on.
My grandfather fought.
I don't care what your grandfather did. We've all had in-laws that have fought in wars. But if you're going to hold that concept of what you think reality is, you're on major pharmaceuticals. Listen, you better not be blaming the Japanese for bombing and causing all this. Why don't you go back and talk to FDR? He's the one that knew they were coming and let them come for good sake.
First of all, the FBI was involved in getting the communists out of our country. So you talk about the FBI causing it.
He didn't say the FBI.
I said FDR. Our own country, our own leaders knew that this
bomb was
coming, and they let it come on to get us into the war.
Oh,
now,
that's
listen,
a lot of gobbledygook.
I
don't understand.
Life. I'm sorry your grandfather lost his life. That's what war is.
No, he died from alcoholism.
Thing to understand. But you do not represent what an American is. An American
does not have
an attitude to that.
First of all, FDR, that's not Federal Express, right?
You know what?
Well, no,
you
I'm
people...
Just...
I'm going to tell you what.
What do you think this
you
is?
You are so stupid the way you're acting on this
what I'm
show,
trying to say is.
I can't believe you even have a common sense.
FDR
to wake up in the morning.
No, I asked the question if that was the overnight delivery. That's all I'm saying.
Federal Express is, man. FDR is Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the President of the United States of America. And you two guys, in my opinion, are Americans. You're typical Americans. You don't know anything about history. You don't know anything about even recent history. You don't know anything about the socio-political structure or the geopolitics of the world that caused us to be where we are today. You're typically American. You're insular. You're stupid. You don't read a newspaper. I just got done saying, why read a newspaper? You guys,
FDR, was that Federal Development of Retards?
Listen to you.
You know, Phil, I'll tell you what. They are making their own case right now. They are making their own case.
First of all, George Bush is the president, and FDS is a feminine hygiene product company. And for you to make a joke out of what is very serious, and that is the absolute survival of our country, is, in my opinion, untenable.
FDS.
Sam, I'll tell you what, I agree with you that our country needs to protect itself. I
FDS.
Really believe that.
FDS.
But the problem comes up that when you come up with these lame-brain ideas of going on patrol for Jeff, my Lord, listen, I think you ought to be more worried about the Chinese than you do the Japanese, ma'am. I really believe it.
We didn't go to war with the Chinese.
Panda Express.
I'll tell you what.
You know, you sound like
they're right behind it. So, I mean, what I'm saying is you people need to get a dose of reality.
I'll tell you something, Charlie.
And listen to what Phil's saying.
Hey,
Phil,
Charlie,
thank you for the time.
Charlie,
buddy.
You sound like a Jap lover.
All right, that's it, man. That's all I can handle. Charlie, you sound like a Jap lover. FDR is a feminine hygiene mist.
He sounds like a Jap lover. Hey, buddy, me love you a long time.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
So we got a bet, me, Mike, and Craig. I don't know if I told you, but I picked the Raiders. Craig has the Vikings, and Mike, he bets with his heart, not his head. He has the Steelers, and I'm 1-0. You guys are 0-1. So we did this bet at the beginning, and what is it? Somebody's buying somebody dinner someplace. Not that I'm not a big Raider fan. You know, having said what I said earlier in the program, and that was that the National Football League is a fascist, essentially fascist, corrupt organization, I still enjoy watching a good game on Sunday. Don't get me wrong. I still have my DirecTV satellite package, and I love it. And I watch the games. I just don't want to hear the players talk before or after the game about anything other than football. When they're doing their cutesy-poo act and they're, you know, like they're trying to do shtickaroo and they're suddenly these guys go from being football players to comic impressionists and rock on tours. You know, like all those shows that Fox puts on with every jock that couldn't get hired to scrub the parking lot out here. They're putting these guys on doing TV shows, right? Did you ever watch that show that was on early with, it was on Fox, it was the one that came on before Terry Bradshaw and those guys. What was it called, Mike? With Golic and those guys? What? Could you understand a word any of those guys were saying? You know, I can dig. I understand that it's entertainment. I get it. I get the whole. The trend right now in sports journalism is, well, it doesn't make any difference anyway because it's just entertainment, so let's just, you know, crap all over it, man. I mean, let's just kind of do shtick. Well, there is some information that you kind of want to get, you know, in between all the bullcrap. Like, what records do they have? Who's the number one pass? I could watch an hour of them. Like, the scores. That would be a nice thing to have. Golic, and who are these other guys? I don't know. But in any event, so, can't stand listening to those guys talk. But if, you know, they're talking football. I mean, if they're talking football, because that's cool. Now, funny guys, cats that make me laugh, sports guys, like that used to have a career, who would you say is a funny cat that used to? John Madden. I think he's kind of funny. They hired the guy to be a goofball, didn't they? I guess they're hiring all these guys to be goofballs. I don't know. Who would you say is funny that used to be a jock? Or that is a jock and that's actually is bona fide funny? Bradshaw? Yeah, I agree. Bradshaw's kind of goofy and silly. He's lazy as hell. But nah, I'm kidding. Well, he does that 1 hour a week. That's about all you can take. I understand that, Terry. But you do a very good job in that 1 hour. And who's the other idiot that kind of makes me laugh every now and again? Even though I can't stand all of that energy that he throws into the... Oh, that Jerry Glanville. You ever seen him? He's a moron. And Chris Collinsworth, forget it. Chris Collinsworth is... There's nothing he has to... Yeah, he's got good information, though. Howie Long's good when he looks right into the camera and gives you the info, right? Who else? Yeah, you know who's really, really funny? It cracks me up all the time. O.J. Simpson. God, I love that guy. He puts me away. Who is the guy that used to do money? Hey, Don Meredith was funny when he did Monday Night Football. All of those, you know, all those dudes. But, you know. But in any event, I watched the sports. And, you know, I want to see the games, and then when it's over, it's over. So we have this bet, and I picked the Raiders, even though I'm not a big fan of the Raiders, you know. But I learned, it took me a long time, but I learned. But you know who's really a riot? Thank you, Mike, for reminding me. Al Michaels. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Anyway, I learned a long time ago to not bet with the old heart. You got to bet with the old noodle. That's why I went with the Raiders in the AFC this year, even though as a team, as an entity, as an organization, as a collection of individuals, nothing is more befouled on this earth than the Oakland Raiders and that guy that thinks somehow he's important, Al Davis. Hey, Al, you're not important. I don't know how to break the news to you, but you're really not. The other thing that I know, Al, that you probably already know, but you didn't know for a long time, but I found out before you found out, that's your players think you're a joke. Your players laugh behind your back, Al. Did you know that? Did you know that the members of the Oakland Raiders think you're a joke? And I'm not saying this because they came to L.A. and left. I started hating the Raiders when they got to Los Angeles. That's when I knew that their entire legacy, everything that they were as a team, any ounce of integrity they ever had was gone when they came here. And then you go out to the Coliseum on a Sunday and sit with, seriously, the dumbest football fan in history, the L.A. Raider fan. There was no dumber a football fan. Other than Charger fans are right up there. Now, with present company accepted, Craig. San Diego Charger fan. Have you ever heard them? This is a Charger fan. Hey, we're 1-15. How come we're not undefeated? What's going on anyway? I thought we were going to be undefeated this year. We should be in the Super Bowl. Now we got Doug Flutie. We'll be in the Supler Bowl. Really? Why do you think that? Well, we got Flutie. Oh, really? And what does he do? I don't understand. Well, I mean, he was at the Bills, and he's neat and runs around. Yeah, he's a midget, and he can't see over the offensive line, and you'll never go to a Super Bowl with Doug Flutie. Are you stupid or something? Well, we're going to tailgate and everything. Go Chargers. Whoa! God! Superchargers! I mean, seriously, man, you listen to those cats calling sports talk shows, and they're... You know, I don't get it, man. We got Mike Riley and Ryan Leaf. How come we're not 26-0? Well, because Ryan Leaf is a complete moron and bust as a quarterback, and Mike Ryan isn't far behind. Ain't that the name of their coach? What's their coach, Mike? You're the producer. Produce. I forget. But that's, them. And then, of course, Dolphin fans, listening to them wasn't much better. I'm just joking. You guys are fine. Dolphin fans... on a par with all other NFL fans, they're pretty dumb, but... Hey, we got Junior Seau. How come we're not winning billions of games? Well, he's only one guy. Yeah, but, why don't you bring back Dan Fouts, okay? Yeah. You can't win when there's only one guy, Junior Seau, all right? Do you understand? Finally! Well, you wait. With Flutie, woo! We're back. Hey, you beat the Washington Redskins. Did anybody, anywhere in this country ever really believe that the Washington Redskins were going to go anywhere with Jeff George? And I say that having started out a big Jeff George fan when he came into the league with Indianapolis. I loved that guy. You know what we're going to do? No, what? We'll clone Dan Fouts and win Super Bowl 2032-100. Yeah, you do that, Ace. Go into your garage and go. And while you're at it, clone Don Coryell, too. Okay. Can we get you anything? Yeah, give me a beer. Oh, God. Don't forget our CD. You can pick that up. When are we going to put our 2001 together? We got to get it on. We got to get it on, baby. We're going to have our 2001 ready. But if you want to pick up the best of the year 2000 CD from the Phil Henry Show, 877-616-7445, 877-616-PHIL. Fast, courteous, and professional staff will help with your order. And we take Visa, MasterCard, or check. And we've raised over $160,000 this year. And in the last 4 years that we've been raising money for My Friend's Place, over $500,000. So again, that number is 877-616-7445. And you can also get it online at philhendryshow.com. H-E-N-D-R-I-E.com.